Good morning and welcome to worship here at Joy Lutheran Church. It is great to have you with us on this beautiful Sunday morning. Today, we recognize and celebrate the day of Epiphany as the Magi have made their way all the way to Bethlehem to meet the newborn King that is Christ the Lord. Just a few announcements before we begin our time of worship this morning. An early reminder to save the date for January 31st as we hold our annual meeting via Zoom. More details are to come. Please stay connected to all church news through the e-news. Today is the day when you get to open and enjoy our new Sunday school boxes. Stephanie Hawley has put together some awesome and creative ideas for you to engage with the Sunday school lesson each week. And so if you are interested in getting a box for future months, please contact Stephanie. Lastly, on behalf of Pastor Rod and myself, Pastor Ryan, I'd like to thank you for all of your Christmas gifts and cards and notes and kind words that you have sent to us over the past few days and weeks. It really is a blessing to do ministry with all of you and to serve you as pastors here at Joy Lutheran Church. And so we thank you for those gifts and kind words. At this time, let us begin worship together. The peace of the Lord be with you always. I invite you to greet one another with a sign of God's peace, as well as acknowledging and recognizing those who are gathered near and far, knowing that they extend peace to you as well. Continue with our order of confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who is in the beginning, who makes a dwelling among us, who covers us with justice and mercy. Amen. So let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. We'll take a moment for silent reflection and for personal confession. God of goodness and loving kindness, we confess that we have sinned against you and our neighbors. We have turned away from your invitation to new life. We have turned away from the lowly and downtrodden. In your abundant mercy, forgive us our sins, those we know and those known only to you, for the sake of the one who came to live among us, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Hear the good news of peace and salvation. God forgives us all our sins, not through our own work, but through Jesus Christ, made known to all people. With all who come to the manger, let us rejoice in this amazing gift of grace. Amen. We sing together our opening carol.
Shepherds in fields.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, on this day you revealed your Son to the nations by the leading of a star. Lead us now by faith to know your presence in our lives, and bring us at last to the full vision of your glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue this morning with our readings.
Our first reading today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Jerusalem is assured that nations will make a pilgrimage to her because the light of God's presence is in her midst. The bountiful food of the sea and the profits of the international trade will come streaming to Jerusalem and thereby declare God's praise. And now the reading. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba, shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Our responsive psalm is Psalm 72, verses 1 through 7 and 10 through 14. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son, that he may rule your people righteously, and the poor with justice, that the mountains may bring prosperity to the people, and the hills in righteousness. Let him defend the needy among the people, rescue the poor, and crush the oppressor. May he live as long as the sun and moon endure, from one generation to another. Let him come down like rain upon the mown field, like showers that water the earth. In his time may the righteous flourish, and let there be an abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more. May the kings of Tarshish and of the isles pay tribute, and the kings of Sheba and Seba offer gifts. May all the kings bow down before him, and all the nations do him service. For the king delivers the poor who cry out in distress, the oppressed and those who have no helper. He has compassion on the lowly and poor, and preserves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence he redeems their lives, and precious is their blood in his sight. Second reading is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. What had been hidden from previous generations is now made known through the gospel ministry of Paul and others. In Christ, both Jews and Gentiles participate in the richness of God's promised salvation. And now the reading. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see that it is what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. Here ends the readings.
Gospel according to Matthew, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We continue now with our children's sermon.
Good morning, boys and girls, and happy new year to all of you. It is so good to be with you today at the start of a new year. We're in the year 2021. How exciting is that? It's the start of a new year. That means new opportunities, new possibilities. And, you know, speaking of new things, our story today is about new things that God is doing. So the wise men in our story, they travel from such a far distance away, and they come to travel and visit the baby Jesus following a star, and then they finally arrive there in Bethlehem, and they see the child, and they realize that God is doing something new. Likewise, we should remember at the start of a new year that no matter what has happened in the past, and no matter how we feel about what may come, what might not happen, we trust as people of faith that God is with us. And as long as God is with us, that means there's always something new happening, something new about to occur. And so I can't wait to see what things God is up to in this new year. And I know that you're going to be a part of it. I'm going to be a part of it. Pastor Rod and Lindsay and everyone here at Joy is going to be a part of these amazing things that God is going to do this year. And I can't wait to see what that looks like. So, would you please say a prayer with me today? Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you for the start of a new year and the chance for new beginnings and new life and new hope. We ask that you bless this year and bless the ministry that we do together, that we may show the world who you are, that you are a God of love and compassion, that you are a God who will not rest until all has been made new again. Give us the determination and the diligence of the wise men to follow wherever you lead us, so that we may see the new things you are doing in our lives, in our communities, and in the world. We pray all this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. All right, everybody. You guys have a happy new year. Remember to be love, be compassion, and show just what it means to be a follower of Jesus in this new year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Brothers and sisters, grace and peace to you from God and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. I have to admit, I am not usually one for stargazing, but every so often I'll look up into the night sky and I'll take in the vastness of it all. I'll notice all of the bright, amazing stars. But for the most part, I don't really make it a hobby to follow the stars in the sky. At most, I can maybe pick out the Big Dipper or Orion's Belt. But a few weeks ago, that changed. It changed when Saturn and Jupiter were aligning in the sky to form what appeared to be a superstar. Some even called it the Bethlehem Star. And I have to say that for a non-star gazer like myself, it was pretty cool. But perhaps for me, what made it even more amazing was the fact that this phenomenon hadn't been able to be seen by human eyes for over 800 years. Now, the planets align every 20 years, but it's not always visible to the naked eye like it was recently. And in 1623, the alignment would have been just right, but it happened as the sun was setting, so you couldn't really see it then either. So in fact, the last time that something like this happened. Last time it was not only lining up perfectly for us to see it visibly without telescopes or anything like that. Certainly those help. And the last time that it happened at night where we could see it was in 1226. That's crazy. It was before Martin Luther. It was before the Cathedral of Notre Dame was even finished. We're talking such a long, long time ago. And it's incredible to think that we were able to witness such an event when so few have had that opportunity before. But maybe what's even more incredible is the 800 years of history that has spanned the gap between the recurrence of this event. 1226. It's hard to fathom how much has changed since then. What seemingly hasn't changed is the power of a cosmic event to shake us out of our normal routines and to just stop for a moment and take in a literally once-in-a-lifetime occurrence. Now, I don't know if this was Bethlehem's star. I don't think anyone can know for certain, but perhaps this rare event comes at just the right moment. The turning of a new year, the ending of a year that, quite frankly, wasn't one of the best that we can think of in recorded history. It comes at the perfect moment, not because it has to be the exact same star, but because of the connection to a story that we have about a star. And how that star led to big things. To big changes. And perhaps more importantly for us right now, big hope. Now, to the earliest listeners of Matthew's gospel, this would seem to be the most bizarre of stories. Wise men, stargazers, coming from another country, wanting to pay homage to a child who they believe is the king of the Jews. First of all, astrology was not an accepted practice in Israel. So these wise men would have really been considered foolish and even looked down upon. Second, they come all the way to Bethlehem because of something they see in the stars. Now, most of us look at the stars and think, hey, that's pretty cool. But we're not about to travel a great distance because of something we saw in the night sky. We're not about to stake our lives on something that we saw in the stars. It's odd that they would be so drawn to this one star that they would travel miles and miles and miles following it in the sky. And third, they recognize this baby as the king of Israel. And they decide they want to bring him gifts. Gifts that make sense symbolically, but practically they are things that no parent would ever have use for. Gold, frankincense, myrrh, I'll take some diapers and wipes. These wise men are outsiders. They don't really have anything to do with Israel, and yet a star brings them and draws them to this sudden interest in this baby. Because the story really isn't so much about the gifts that the Magi bring. Really, the story is about the star. It's about the journey that the star has led the wise men on. Growing up, I received many of my life lessons from three sources: my parents, my teachers and pastors, and Tim Taylor's next-door neighbor, Wilson, from the TV show Home Improvement. Wilson was always quick with a hidey-ho neighbor and was known for giving Tim and his family advice. And oftentimes, Tim doesn't understand it, but it always seems to work out in the end. In one episode, Wilson tells Tim a story about gifts. He says there once was a little boy who wanted to give his teacher a gift, but he had no money. So he walked 2 days to the ocean, and he picked up a handful of sand, and he walked 2 days back. And he gave it to the teacher. And the teacher was greatly moved by the gift, but they said, it was so far for you to walk. And the boy said, "Teacher, the journey is part of the gift. The journey is part of the gift. The wise men bring the baby Jesus gifts fit for a king, but it is the star who has provided something more, something even better, something more important. The gift of a journey. A journey to this baby, to Jesus, Emmanuel, God in the flesh with us. The star has led the Magi on a journey to the Savior of all people, them included. It is not so much that the Magi come to Jesus, but it is God who comes to the Magi in the form of a star, calling them to something new. And maybe this most recent superstar of Saturn and Jupiter, maybe that can be a similar reminder for all of us. It's something not seen for over 800 years. Perhaps it's a timely reminder for us of the eternal presence of God, that even though it hasn't been seen for over 800 years, God has been up to something. And maybe this star has come to us just at this time to lead us once again on a journey to experience the newness of life. Because the truth is, our whole lives are a journey. And we know that this journey is never easy. It certainly wasn't for the Magi. But the journey is part of the gift. The journey shapes us and makes us who we are. So maybe this star is a reminder for us that as we journey through life, we are following the one who has called us. We're not taking this journey alone. We don't move through life alone. We're not wandering aimlessly. We need not fear getting lost or left behind. Because whether there's that superstar in the sky or whether it's a person, a family member, a relative, a friend, a stranger, maybe it's an event, an experience, but there is always a star guiding us and leading us once again to a place of hope and peace, love and joy, a place of new life, new opportunities, a place where God is present. A place where we realize that it isn't so much about our gifts that we bring, but it's about God's gift to us. That every breath, every day, every step of this journey called life is a gift. that is constantly bringing us closer and closer to new life in Christ. It's a gift, all of it. Perhaps we just need to remember that the gift is with us always. But sometimes it helps to look to the stars and be reminded of truly how great this gift really is. Thanks be to God. Church on earth, let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. he descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. So with all the people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, for the world, and for all those who are in need. Gracious God, you have brought us once again to this season of Epiphany. Reveal to us your love born in the manger. Help us to recognize the importance of this moment when you took on human flesh and became as one of us. As we journey through this season of revelation, help us to realize who you are and what your presence does to us in the world that we live in. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, you have called each of us here, inviting us on this journey of faith and life. May we find comfort in your promise to be with us and lead us. May we have the courage to follow, and may we have the wisdom to acknowledge that oftentimes there are things we do not know or understand, but that you are God, and we trust you. We put our hope in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the world that you have created. Renew it. Restore it. And bring about new life in this place. Help us to see one another as fellow journeyers through life. Teach us to treat one another with respect. Fill our hearts with empathy for others, and show us how to love one another as you have loved us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You have called us to this place to love and serve. May we help those who are in need, treating them with grace and dignity. We ask that you be with those who are sick or injured and in need of your care, and that you would lead us to be your presence to those in our hearts and minds this day. As we remember especially Vanessa Kautzman and Chuck McBride, Jenna Williams, Gary Carlson, Janet Haupt, Cody McNally, and Olivia Polzer, Virgil Hendrickson, and the family of Marcia Snook. Comfort them, provide for them, and remember them, O God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, gracious God, we lift to you these prayers and all the prayers of our hearts today. These prayers are a part of our journey, and so we entrust them to you just as we entrust our whole lives to you. Guide us in this week. Strengthen us for the work ahead. May our vocations and ministries shine the light of Christ that you have given to us, that all may know and experience your love through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. At this time, we continue with our morning's offerings. We encourage you to reflect on the many gifts in all of life that God has given to us. And in what small ways can we offer those gifts back to God in return? Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him to be your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and we join their unending hymn. So we remember that in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord and Savior Jesus took bread and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup and he blessed it and gave thanks and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen us and keep us in God's grace, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, gracious God, that you have once again fed us from your very self with the body and blood of Christ, Through this mystery, send us forth to proclaim your promise to a world in need, through the same Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We join in singing our sending carol. Go in peace, share the gift of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Thank you.